Welcome to the Management Minute with Dr. Donita Brown, where we sit down with business leaders to gain valuable insights and advice on how to navigate the world of management. Whether you're a seasoned manager or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I'm Donita Brown, a professor in the College of Business at Lipscomb University. I'm also an author, speaker, and habit coach. For almost 20 years, I worked in corporate America and managed teams of 2 to 102. Welcome to this week's episode. Today's guest is General Bill Hickman. Bill, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
All right. So we're going to start with your one sentence bio, and I am really looking forward to hearing your one sentence bio.
Okay. We'll give it our best shot.
Okay.
I'm a son. I'm a husband, a father. I enjoy working in complex environments to solve problems. Done that my entire career. I served 36 years in the United States Army, serving the American people, and loved every day of it. And it's wonderful to be here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your service. 36 years is a long time to do anything.
Yes.
So is that where the complex environments comes in?
It was. I mean, since 2001, my career changed 100%. So I really enjoyed the, you know, it was tough. There were tough days, don't get me wrong, but I did enjoy the opportunities that I had to serve with the Army and overseas.
That's wonderful. Well, are you ready for question number one?
I'm ready.
How do your values impact your management philosophy?
Well, you know, your values are everything from the beginning to the end. So for me, they change and evolve over time also. So, you know, it starts out with your faith. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. It transitioned into being trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
That's a lot.
That's the scouts. That's the scout influence.
Yes.
And then it went to the Army about loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honesty, integrity, and personal courage. Values at the beginning, the end, everything in the middle. They're how you coach, teach, mentor others. It's how you build a leader development program. It's how you develop the culture in your organization. So I had different experiences that brought different of those values to me, and every one of them was essential to what I've done to my entire career.
But it sounds like it's been a natural progression. So you talk about the scouts and the values there in the scouts and then the military, but it sounds like they've all been underpinned with your faith.
Yeah, that was the beginning. I mean, I'll talk a little bit about it when you ask me the next question, but I had a wonderful family, our church down in Columbia, the youth group, great opportunity just to be around, you know, people of faith, you know, just to get a good foundation. And then scouts was also there. We had a great scout troop for years, you know, going out and doing exciting adventures and brings in those values also. And then the military values are the last ones I gave you, the U.S. Army values. And really what I learned was people aren't born with values. They learn their values. Especially the Army values. If you wanted to get young soldiers that came in, 18, 25-year-olds, and you wanted them to understand what it meant to be honest, to have personal courage, to have integrity, have selfless service, you had to give them opportunities to be honest, opportunities to show selfless service, opportunities to understand what personal courage meant. And so, like, they give an example, personal courage. Personal courage, the Army values, is the most important one to me. It's easy to be honest when honesty is to your favor. It's easy to have integrity when integrity is your favor. It's easy to have selfless service when that service benefits you. You need personal courage to step forward when maybe your selfless service could actually harm you. But you'd still the courage to do the right thing at the right time with your team. And you have to teach people that. In the military, it's the ones you see reports on where soldiers actually attack an objective. They put themselves at personal harm. But it's also personal courage back when they're doing other things to stop an injustice. It could be some type of harassment going on in your unit. A soldier stands up and says, we're not accepting that behavior in our unit. And doing something about it through the system, through your chain of command, through the leadership. And I'm going to have the courage to say, we're not going to accept this activity.
That's good. Because the first time that you do accept that activity, the next time it makes it a little bit easier.
Well, you set a new standard. It's
right.
Just like it's like trash on the ground. If you walk by a piece of trash on the ground, then you set a standard that we allow a piece of trash to be on outside our building. So you've set a new standard, especially if another soldier sees you do that. They said, okay, Hickman now thinks it's okay to have trash on the ground.
Just walk by.
It's the same thing. It leads it all the way up to, you know, if you allow one soldier bullying another soldier or anywhere in your organization or anything like that. We give them a positive in a minute here. But you got to stand up for it and say, this is what's right.
So how you do anything is how you do everything.
That's exactly right.
All right, ready for question number two?
Okay, I'm ready.
Who or what has had the most impact on your management style?
This is time driven also. So when I was growing up, it was my parents. I had a wonderful mother, four children. She did everything for us. I'm most proud of when we all left the house, she became the forewoman of the grand jury about down in Columbia, Tennessee. And she did it for many years. In fact, when she passed away, they named the room after her.
Oh, wow.
Carrie Busby Hickman Jury Room. It's amazing what the impact she had on people's lives. My dad was a banker. He's still hanging in there down in Columbia, but he's a legend in the banking industry here in Tennessee. And the effect he had on the community is not just outside the banking, but the community service he did across the entire state is amazing. And then my scoutmaster, I mentioned that, Mr. Dennis, Bill Dennis, was an amazing man. And then when I joined the Army, I wasn't married at the time, but after I got married about 29 years ago, my wife, Mamie, she's the influence now. We're a team together, and she came in the Army after I'd been in several years and joined me because the Army's about serving as a family. Mm. And her dedication, her commitment to the families, especially once we started deploying after 2001, what she did to help the families through some very difficult times in different units I was in and multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. It's amazing what she gave to the Army and to our family. So she's had a huge influence on me also.
Those are great. So your mom, your dad, your scoutmaster, and then your wife.
That's right.
Those are great people to influence your management style. Before we get to the next question, let's pause for a quick message about Lipscomb University's College of Business. Are you looking to sharpen your management skills and take your career to the next level? If so, look no further than the MBA program at Lipscomb University. Our part-time program is designed to provide you with the knowledge and the tools you need to excel in today's fast-paced business environment. Lipscomb offers both in-person and online formats that make it a perfect fit for full-time working professionals. Apply now and elevate your management skills. Learn more and apply at lipscomb.edu/business. Ready for question number three?
Okay.
What book has made the biggest impact on you?
There's several books, but I'm going to pick The Innovators by Walter Isaacson. So Innovators is a great book. You know, what we learned in the Army, 2001, I'd been in the Army almost 18 years. To me, at least, the Army changed. We had a very strict planning process. Mm. You will follow this process, you will come up with an answer. And I found out after these multiple deployments that sometimes it's important to know what the problem is first before you actually start solving the problem. Mm. And so what Mr. Isaacson talks about in The Innovators is he tracks the invention of the computer from the very beginning and how through collaboration, critical thinking, creativity, not taking the credit, because how this computer came about. It's an amazing story about how it came about. There are three things worth mentioning there. He talks about solving a problem people don't know they have. So they talk about the pocket calculator. I remember... I believe it was my ninth grade, but I remember the math teacher walking into my high school classroom with a calculator, first time I ever saw it. He pulls it out and we're looking at this thing. What is this thing doing? And he's just doing basic math, you know, multiplication or whatever. It's amazing. You know, I didn't realize I had that problem. I thought I just was going to do a piece of paper and a pencil the rest of my life. I mean, it was amazing to see that. But what he brings on the book that I brought to the Army was innovation. Innovation is where, in the book, he talks about humanities and engineering, where they intersect on a graph. The humanities, the people with the big ideas, they come up with these great, grandiose ideas, and engineers have to catch up. Mm. Okay, so you think about President Kennedy. You know, we had the satellites go up, the Russians go up, ours go up. He came up with the goal for the country. He could have said, "We're going to put 100 satellites in the air." That wouldn't have been a big idea. I mean, we were going to do that anyway. We were already put up a few already. No, he said, "We're going to go put a man on the moon, and we're going to do it by the end of the decade." Now, what kind of crazy idea is that? Mm. Think we're going to go from a little satellite all the way to men landing on the moon, coming home safely. I mean, what an incredible idea. So he came up with this great big idea, and then the engineers had to catch up. The Army, it's about art and science. So when you command, you want to get, this is what I'm talking about, having creative thinking and really design methodology, how you really design it to figure out what the problem is. You look at the same thing. The science is the structural complexity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would tell my troops, you know, what does that really mean? So a computer. I don't understand how a computer works, but I push A on my computer, A comes up on the screen. It's a very complex instrument to me, but they've solved the problem. Simple. It works. It's the interactive complexity what's the hard part, the art of command, the art of leadership. Mm-hmm. And I say, okay, what makes things, what's interactive complexity? What's something that's interactive? Well, it's people. Hmm. I mean, we're having a conversation today. This conversation will live, if we live between the two of us, forever.
Right.
Because it is our first introduction to each other. So our next time we see each other, it'll be different than it was just a few minutes ago in the hallway. So how do you shape interaction between people to get art, to get these big ideas, so you can go off to the moon, as an example, our case, to do military operations.
And so you mentioned that things changed in the Army. So how do you do that for a large organization, implement change to do things like big things like get to the moon, or I'm thinking electric cars, or any of the number of business innovations that have to come. How do you motivate your people to actually rally around that change?
So you have to bring them into the planning. I'll give you two examples. So for me, design methodology is there's a set of questions I've come up with, but I based them off a lot of things I got out of the Army. But you ask questions about the environment from different perspectives. So from a business leader, you want to ask questions about from your perspective, from your customer's perspective, from your competitor's perspective, from people look out to the future's perspective. You ask questions and you get all these answers. You're listening about what's going on in the environment, and you can narrow down to what is the real problem here. Now, if you go and look at the Iraq, I worked for Jim Petraeus many different times, and you can go and Google his speech on the big ideas. But you get the big ideas right, is what he would tell you, and you implement those big ideas, and you assess how the big ideas are working. And then you adjust as needed as you go along. But you have to get the big ideas first. I mean, he says it obviously much better than I did, as he lived it as the commander in Iraq. But I was there many times with him, and that's really what happened. And I'm proud of what the military did, how we changed ourselves, the Army did, how they changed ourselves in Iraq to get to a much better conclusion than it was the first two or three or four years.
Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Are you ready for rapid fire questions?
Okay.
All right. So you're going to have 60 seconds. Your goal is to make me run out of questions.
Okay.
You get one pass.
Okay.
All right, let's get started. What's your definition of success?
Enjoying being with your family and friends.
What makes you feel alive?
I enjoy running every day. I get excited about it. I feel better the rest of the day.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite meal?
Steak.
What is your biggest regret?
Time with my family. I missed a lot of years.
What's your philosophy on life?
Have a faith-based foundation and go out and make a difference.
What's the legacy you want to leave?
I want to leave behind people I've impacted.
What gives you hope?
Our young people.
Do you typically follow your heart or your head?
I think it's about half and half, honestly.
What are you most grateful for in your life?
My family.
What's your biggest fear?
I'm fearful for our country that we don't come back together.
Yeah, that's a good one probably to end on.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, parting advice for a manager. What's the best advice you can give to a manager?
I think you need to understand what your leadership philosophy is. Because I've worked with many leaders, and we would sit back and we would figure, what does the boss want? What does the commander want? And so if you understand what it is, so I would just go, I'll go quickly. For me, it's vision, trust, empowerment. So if you understand your vision, Cool Runnings, you heard the movie Cool Runnings. Okay, so there's the beginning of the song in there. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all the obstacles in my way. It's the opening of the song. I like this great song. I was hoping you were going to ask me what my favorite song was. So what's the rain? The rain's the friction out there. So you get the friction out of the way so you can see to the future. And so I think people live one of three places. You live in the past, you live in the present, or you live in the future. And I've tried my career, especially since we started going, since 2001, to consciously live in the future. So you understand your actions today, the effect is the second and third order effects of every action you're going to make. Therefore, you look into the future, not the past. And so that's what that song, and the obstacles in your way, I would have changed it. It wouldn't rhyme very well, but I see the obstacles and opportunities in your future.
Yeah.
So you're ready to avoid the obstacles, attack the obstacles, seize the opportunities. And then trust. Trust is really interesting. I mean, what is trust? It's trust to be trained and fit, or your subordinates trained and fit. So and who do you trust them to work together? And I could go in much more detail, but you can measure that. You can measure trust. You can see trust. It's not just a word out there. And then empowerment. Empowerment's about allowing young people, young leaders to make decisions. And there's ways to measure empowerment. Are you really an empowered organization, or are you just saying it? And so I could go on and on about those three things. But if you get them all three going, you'll have a organization that spirals upward.
That's great. Well, General Hickman, thank you so much for your service to our country. Thank you for our time here today.
It's been great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Management Minute. We hope you enjoyed this week's interview. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. If you have suggestions for future guests, please send me their contact information to donita.brown@lipscomb.edu. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
This podcast is powered by the College of Business Content Creation Studio at Lipscomb University.